Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
David Lightman from National Journal joining us here on Brian & Company. Put a ribbon on the week. David, good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. I haven't had a chance to read in on everything that this announcement about the disarming of Hamas. I don't know what the conditions are. I don't know if it's legit or not. What can you tell us?
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't tell you a whole lot more than you know. We've seen these sorts of announcements before, right? Remember the ceasefire in Iran. Remember Israel and Lebanon deciding they weren't going to strike each other. I mean, as far as I know, they're going to stop for a while and negotiate, although, again, negotiations have been going on before you and I were around. So it appeared the consensus, at least yesterday when all this began to break, the consensus was sort of tentative optimism. But as I just said, they've seen this stuff before and, you know, it never seems to hold.
If it does hold, or if this is authentic, does that mean something like the two-state solution comes back on the table?
Yeah, that was the hope. Again, people pointed to what happened in the 90s in Oslo and so on, and the Abraham Accords, which is not the two-state solution, but at least some diplomatic movement. You know, Trump prides himself on making these deals, and so who knows? Again, it was this tentative optimism that maybe finally there'll be some kind of breakthrough. But as you know, it's going to take years.
We're talking with David Lightman, National Journal, here on Brian & Company. Todd Blanche, I've heard a lot of different things about this, and I'll leave it open to you. Is this nomination dead, or like what's the deal?
Sure looks that way. Yeah. But here's the problem. Okay, so the nomination dies. He appoints somebody acting. This cycle can go on and on and on. It's not as though all of a sudden President Trump is going to appoint some liberal or Democrat to the position, right? I mean,
well, but won't he? So Blanche wouldn't stay as the acting. They get somebody else.
Talk was they'd get Bill Pulte to move over from. He's the acting director of National Intelligence now, although Senate confirmed Clayton the other day, so he'll take that position. So Pulte moves over and becomes acting. I mean, it's happened. You know, the way it used to be up until Trump was when this kind of thing happened, they found somebody who sort of all sides agreed, you know, somebody in the middle, that kind of thing, caretaker type. That doesn't look like it's happening.
Wait, you're telling me that Bill Pulte, who is the acting DNI, would become the acting attorney general?
That was the talk yesterday. The problem is Pulte's not a lawyer, but yeah.
Well, he never went to law.
He never
went to law school.
I know. I know. I'm telling you. I'm just repeating the gossip yesterday on Capitol Hill.
No, and, that's good because I didn't know that. That is news to me.
Yeah.
Are people paying attention to this Spain-Morocco border story?
Not really, no. No. They're paying attention to Iran, to Blanche, you know, that kind of thing.
What's going on with Iran now? What's the latest scuttlebutt out of D.C.?
You know, that Trump has dug himself a hole. Democrats, of course, say that. Republicans are saying that. They're trying to figure out how to get out of this with some dignity. And right now, there's no easy path. You've read all the analyses. Republicans are scared to death that they're going to get clobbered in the midterm elections. You know, every time we talk about this, you and I, it's only April, it's only May. Well, it's almost August. Well, it is August 1st tomorrow. All of a sudden, this stuff is serious politically. And Republicans are worried they're just going to get clobbered. because this war seems endless. Gas prices are back up again. Trump doesn't seem to have any answers anymore. So politically, this is a minefield.
I was talking with Senator Blumenthal earlier this morning about the Fauci hearing, this debate about whether he's still in legal jeopardy because of pleading the Fifth. Is that hearing the end of it for him, or is there more to come here?
No, Rand Paul, the chairman of the committee, is threatening to hold him in contempt. And if he could probably get that committee to agree to that, whether the full Senate will is another question. Again, Democrats think they have a useful political weapon here, and that is why you picking on this 85-year-old man who left government years ago. COVID is history now. You know, why aren't you worrying about the economy, about interest rates, about employment, about the Iran war? But I think Republicans look determined, or at least Rand Paul looks determined, to keep going on this.
Yeah, I just don't know in the current way they're doing it if they're going to get the information that they want, right? I mean, I don't think it's the way to do it, but I don't buy into this comp with, you know, cyclospora. I mean, it's not even, I mean, we had hundreds of thousands, wow, maybe a million people die. But I mean, revisionist history is revisionist history. I don't want to go, you know, blow by blow through it. But what else is going on in terms of, you know, Congress or anything else?
Well, Senate has one more week in session, at least scheduled to be in session before they leave. There's talk, you know, they want to cancel the recess so they can provide more take more time, provide more funding for the war and so forth. And then there's the voting stuff. That's big. The SAVE Act requires proof of ID when you vote, proof of citizenship when you register. The conservative Republicans and Trump, that's number one. They say, you know, we're not going to do anything until that's passed. It's not going to pass because you need 60 in the Senate. I'm not even sure they have 50. You're going to hear a lot about that this coming week. I still think when we talk again next Friday, Congress will be gone for the summer, but it's going to be a tense week.
Yeah, well, get your popcorn ready. We'll be watching. There's so many things going on right now. There's no lull, no summertime lull, that's for sure.
No, not this week.
David, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Pleasure. Talk to you next week.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.